Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a pop-up towards short. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford throws the ball into Adair, who tags Oliva, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry. Kosko reaches second base with a double. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Kosko moves to third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kosko scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Peters reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford bunts towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Agee moves to third. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Agee scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive towards third. Freeze reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-1 in the game. Elia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Elias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. AG hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison, who is chasing the ball. AG reaches third base with a triple. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive towards third. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kosko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into left field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-2 in the game. Freese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-2 in the game. Elia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Bob Locker now pitching. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kosko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Kosko reaches second base with a double. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kosko moves to third. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kosko scores. It's 6-3, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kosko. Romano reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. It's 6-4, Twins. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Gene Freeze. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing left field. Don Buford now playing third base. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew strikes out. 1 out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Allison steals second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Kosko strikes out. 2 outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen is walked intentionally. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Lee Elia. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.